Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A Coded Mystery. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
On October 25th, 1984, Gunther Stoll wrote the letters Y-O-G-T-Z-E on a piece of paper. Within hours, he would end up dead under the strangest of circumstances. How and why he died remains a mystery. This is what I'm calling the Yogg-Z mystery.
Yeah, Y-O-G-Z-E.
Y-O-G-T-Z-E.
Ugh, I'm already so intrigued.
Gunther Stoll was an unemployed food engineer living in Anhausen, Germany. He was known to suffer from paranoia and often spoke of them coming after him, although he never clarified who they were. On the evening of October 25th, 1984, Stoll made a peculiar statement to his wife. This is the English translation. Now I've got it. He then scribbled the mysterious sequence of letters Y-O-G-T-Z-E on a piece of paper before immediately crossing it out. Also, some say that the G might be a 6, but they don't know. That doesn't really add or subtract anything. That's just another theory. Following this cryptic act, Stoll left his house and visited his favorite pub, where he ordered a beer, but promptly fell off his bar stool, injuring himself. Witnesses claimed he had not been drunk, but rather seemed dazed and in a state of shock. After regaining composure, he left the pub and disappeared into the night. In the early hours of October 26, 1984, Stoll was found severely injured in his car, which was off the road near the town of Heigerselbach, approximately 100 kilometers from his home. Two truck drivers discovered him, naked and injured. Stoll claimed that four men had been in the car with him, but had fled the scene. He died en route to the hospital without providing further details.
Wow.
According to this enigma, his injury suggested he had been run over by another vehicle rather than being injured in a car crash. His clothes were found neatly folded inside the car, which raised further questions.
Yeah.
Oof. The sequence of letters that Stoll wrote and then crossed out has been the subject of much speculation. Some theories suggest that it could be an anagram or a code or an acronym. However, no definitive interpretation has been agreed upon. One popular theory is that it might refer to a food additive or a product code, given Stoll's background as a food engineer. Others believe it might be related to radio call signals or a personal shorthand. Some investigators have speculated that Stoll's paranoia might have played a significant role in his death. His frequent mentions of them and his erratic behavior could indicate a mental health issue that culminated into a tragic accident or a self-fulfilling prophecy. Also, he was unemployed at the time. I don't know if his paranoia or his mental state led to his being unemployed.
Yeah.
But perhaps being away from work and that day-to-day could have let his mind wander further.
Yeah.
That's my community college psychology speaking. But given Stoll's claim that four men had been with him and the unusual nature of his injuries, foul play cannot be ruled out. However, no evidence has been found to identify these men or explain their involvement. The folded clothes suggest a deliberate act, possibly by someone else, rather than a hasty undressing due to an accident.
Mm.
Some theories have ventured into the realm of espionage, suggesting that Stoll might have been involved in secret activities or had stumbled upon sensitive information. This theory aligns with his paranoia about being pursued, but again, lacks concrete evidence. The Yogg-Z case remains one of Germany's most baffling mysteries. Despite numerous theories, the true meaning of Yogg-Z and the exact circumstances of Stoll's death continue to elude investigators, and his death is ruled as a murder.
Wow. It's so interesting because I have two theories. Do you want the more exciting one or the less exciting one?
Start with the less exciting.
Okay. I mean, we've done a lot of these episodes, right? Of course. To me, it feels like a mental health issue. And in my brain, why, if it was murder, I don't think we've ever talked about a murder where someone neatly folded their clothes up next to them. Whereas with some mental health things, the idea of feeling clean, of wanting to disrobe, get out of like the state
you
that you're currently in.
You might see that if people walk into the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think that that perhaps has more of an allegiance to that theory. You know, the paranoia, that thinking that, you know, being unemployed, trying to solve something, and then, you know, slowly devolving and breaking makes sense to me. But then, of course, there is the idea of, oh, he was this food scientist. You know, I don't, again, espionage, but maybe he discovered something from his company that was not ethical.
We're in Cold War times.
Yeah, I mean, again, not ruling it out entirely. And wrote down the code, food chemicals, prepared to maybe go to his former employers or go to the authorities with it. Knowing that maybe he was being watched because he was trying to figure this stuff out, people went after him to make sure that he kept silent.
I think some theories are is that he was out and he got hit by a car,
mm-hmm.
not intentionally, but people were like, oh no, we hit this person with our car. This person was just out wandering.
Like,
what do we do? What do we, like, you know, we're not just going to leave him there, so let's put him in the car. I don't know, fold the clothes. I don't
so
know.
So you're saying they hit and killed him. But there's still the stuff where he went to get a beer and he was dazed, and the coat itself.
I think some of the theories are is that he was just outside of his car, or it was in a car accident, mm. or somebody did not intentionally do it, but they did, were negligent. And
so they did hit him. He didn't die. He kind of went on with his day, and then like his brain bled out or something.
That he got hit, and he got hit by, yeah, that he got hit by a car. Yeah, I don't know. That's just some of the theories is that he got hit by a car. Was out on the road.
Had internal bleeding and then eventually like lost consciousness or something.
Died. Yeah. Don't know. That's nobody really knows. And
very sad.
It would take his listen to what his wife would have to say about. And she threw away that. As soon as he was dead, she threw away the paper. Not that would have added to anything or subtracted anything.
Yeah.
It was just words on a piece of paper that were scribbled out. But that's what kind of makes this one of the more, you know, compelling things. I mean,
absolutely.
There's a code.
Yeah, there's a code, and what does it mean? And then, you know, we write down lots of things all day, but we don't often.
And sometimes they're absolutely, nothing, but to somebody else who can find it, they could extrapolate many, many interesting
absolutely.
Things.
And then, you know, not only the code, to me, it's the details that subsequently happen after the code, and all of those put together. I get why this is a very intriguing case and a heartbreaking one.